Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Noble. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baumholtz moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to third for the out. Mixes moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive to left field. Rhodes throws towards first. Lockman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lockman. Mixes scores. Fondi moves to third. Kiner moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fondi scores. Kiner moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Kiner reaches third base with a triple. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sal Mali now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rush strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a pop-up towards short. Dark catches it and throws to second to double up Smalley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-1 in the game. Noble strikes out. One out. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive off the glove of Jackson, and into shallow left field. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Mali moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mali scores. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Darryl Spencer now playing third base. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mixas. The throw from Noble and he is safe. Mixas steals second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive towards first. Lockman catches it and throws to second to double up Mixas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-2 in the game. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tookie Gilbert pinch hits for Sal Molly. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Corwin now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiner moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. the Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Dark reaches second base with a double. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field. Sauer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sauer. Dark scores. Rhodes moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.